Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns. And beat up cars with guitars and drummers go with the crack.
That's Heartman Rock and Roll bringing us back there. That's John Mellencamp. Thanks for hanging out with me. 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Marina Gorbis. She's not going to be a new friend for long. We're gonna get her back on the show. She's got a lot to teach us. She is the Executive Director of the Institute for the Future. She is a futurist. She's the author of The Nature of the Future, Dispatches from the Social Structured World. Marina, tell us how we can find your book and how we can find you online, please.
Yes, you can find my book on Amazon, or you can go to Simon & Schuster and Publisher, or you can go to IFTF Link at www.iftfinstituteforthefuture.org. And you can find me on Twitter, mgorbis. And that's it. That's
all right,
how
so
you find me.
Wherever books are sold, the book is called The Nature of the Future. Marina, you in the subtitle, you used the word social structed.
Yes.
Did you coin that term?
I did.
And well, you need to trademark it, by the way. You need to get that registered, because that's a good word. Tell the audience what you think what it means.
Yeah, and we had a lot of conversations with my editor and publisher about that word, because not many people.
I bet they didn't like it.
Complicated.
I bet they didn't want it in there, did they?
They did not.
Yeah,
editors
and publishers don't like that.
Yeah, what I wanted to communicate with this term is two ideas. First of all, that we're building something new. We're building new organizations, new kinds of ways of creating value. So that's the structing part. And social, I wanted to communicate the idea that we're doing it by using social tools and technologies. It's by connecting with each other that we're building these new structures that are ultimately more resilient, more flexible, more agile.
Right. All right, so talk to us, though, about, I mean, is that a term that you think is going to catch on? I mean, is this something that now that it's been on my show, of course it will catch on, right?
Of course,
but,
right.
But is that a term that people, is going to be intuitive for folks, you think?
I sure hope so.
Yeah,
it is to me.
I mean, it makes sense to me. But tell us a little bit more about what you think it means.
So the way I define social structing, it involves micro contributions, small contributions by large groups of people to create value. So it's everything from Wikipedia, which has become very familiar to us, to places like Kickstarter, where people can post their ideas, their projects, and many people can contribute funding, anything from $1 to $5
right.
to thousands of dollars, to things that are happening in health, where people are collecting their own data, their own information, and they're aggregating their data through platforms like Patients Like Me or Cure Together and other. And all of a sudden, it's like they're able to almost like run clinical trials without actually running a trial. Mm-hmm. So if you think about it, clinical trials are very, very expensive. And all of a sudden, people are able, because you have these masses of people, and if you bring all of these bits of information and bits of ideas and bits of knowledge together, there's completely new ways for us to do things.
Right. Well, when you think about, though, let's say this community comes together, a community comes together and it does all this stuff to invent something, it creates something completely new, then what do we do with that? Isn't there the need for some entity, some person to take what has been developed and innovated and turning it into something useful? Can the community do that? Isn't there some ownership that needs to happen somewhere?
Yeah, sure. And there are very different models. So there's the model of Wikipedia, which is a not-for-profit, and clearly there is an infrastructure and there is a set of practices and tools, and somebody manages that.
Right.
Basically, community. And there are other examples, like at the Institute, for example, we sponsor these hackathons where people come together for 48 hours, Sometimes it's in science, sometimes it's in health. They self-organize into groups and decide what they want to work on, and by the end of 48 hours, they produce some pretty amazing results. Everything from somebody came up.
But is there ever a case where somebody says, I want to own this. I want to turn this into a product. I want to turn this into a business model. I mean, I like the idea of the community coming together to solve problems, but doesn't this need to be spun off into a transfer?
And some people do spin it off. So,
but how do we decide who gets to do that?
Well, this is where community norms usually come into place, because these are all ultimately based on social ties. So if a team comes up with something or several people come up with something, they may decide, and different kind of aggregations have different rules about
mm-hmm.
it. So in some of these, people are free to go then and seek funding.
But a lot of times they do. I guess one thing I'm going to point out to people is, if you have an idea that you think you want to own, you want to leverage yourself, you might want to be careful about how you share those things, right? I mean,
absolutely.
The community is great, and I agree with you, but at some point in time, you know, somebody has to take action.
Right, and I always say that if you're going to invite people to participate and contribute, think about what they will be getting in return. Because
right.
ultimately it's a communal effort.
Right. And you might want to have the conversation going in about who's going to be the owner. Hey, Marina, come back soon, will you?
I will, absolutely.
Give us
Thank
your website
you,
quickly, please. Quick, your website.
It's www.ifcf.org.
All right. And the book is called The Nature of the Future by Marina Gorbis. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.